top of the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. say it was the blood. It was the blood.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Kenline. And good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning. I pray everybody had a blessed night's sleep and awoke blessed this morning.
Amen.
Father God, God Almighty. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Jesus' holy name, I come. I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed to know that I need you every second, every minute of every hour of every day. I'm blessed that it's in you that I live and breathe and have my being. For without you, Lord, where would we be? I'm blessed to know that you came to save me, that I may live victoriously in you, and after this life be where you are. You know, it's just a blessing to know Jesus, to know Jesus. And I thank you, Father, my maker and creator. I thank you, Father, for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I thank you, Father, for the blessed presence of your Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I thank God for all he has done, all he is doing, and all he's going to do.
Yes, God.
I thank you. I thank God for Dr. Erica and the Ted Line family and all the true followers of Christ. And it is my prayer that all the followers of Christ that have not yet come to him with their whole heart will do so in the name of Jesus. Because you got to come with your whole heart. If you come seeking him, seek him with your whole heart.
Yes, God.
So I bless your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah to the name of Jesus. We are blessed.
Yes.
We are blessed. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. We are blessed. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take your bread in hand, lift it up, and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Yes, God. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yeah.
This do in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
After the same manner also, he took the cup. Take your cup in hand and lift it up towards heaven and bless his name. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Love.
Love.
bless you, man. I don't want to lie.
I know.
Hey.
Lord. I know.
Want to lie. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, let more of your anointing of ease fall upon me and us afresh this morning. Let more of your anointing of ease fall upon us this morning, and let it multiply in strength, abundance, and might in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, God really has blessed us. I think that this blessing through the anointing of ease was part of what that 40-day fast was really about. So I want to talk about, guess what? I want to reveal more to you about this anointing of ease. And I want to, well, let's see here. Let's see if I got it in order. I'm still putting this thing together. But it's really awesome. Really, really awesome. Excuse me. And I'm really glad that the Lord did it. I'm battling this here, this crazy thing, but that's okay. It's necessary. It has a purpose. I'm not exactly certain what it is, but at the moment, but you know, little by little, God will manifest it. I'm going to give you a precedent, and I'm going to show you what I'm finding out. We walking this one out together. Because I tell you something. God, and I know God has revealed it to other people. Because when I went trying to find out who else had written about it, it wasn't but a couple of people. But one of the precedents I was able to find was the story of the woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets. You know her, her husband died. It's over there in 2 Kings. I didn't write it down. I was kind of rushed. But when the woman came unto Elisha, she said, "Your God's servant, her husband, feared the Lord, and that the creditor was coming to take her two sons to be bondmen in payment for the debt that her husband left." And the prophet said, now look at this. This woman appealed. The prophet came to the woman. And the woman appealed to the prophet. Note the fact that this woman obviously recognized the prophet and the anointing and the glory that was on the prophet's life. But Elisha was known everywhere. But look here. Elisha said unto the woman, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" Now the prophet said, "What shall I do for you? But what you got in the house?" And the woman said, "I don't have anything in the house, save a pot of oil." Then the prophet told her, "Go borrow." She didn't even have what she needed. Her kids was getting ready to die. I mean, getting ready to be taken away. She was in distress. He said, "Go borrow empty vessels of all your neighbors." Now he told her, "Borrow not a few. And when you come in, shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And you're going to pour out like unto the issue of the creditors coming to pick up your sons in replacement for the debt." Number one, a prophet's wife ordinarily shouldn't be suffering. The fact that her husband has served the Lord faithfully should have exempted her from embarrassment and should have caused her to live on the platform of what? Put this in the chat room, the platform of ease. So by the time the prophet Elijah asked to know what the woman had in the house, she said, "I have nothing in the house." The revelation of the secret of the wonders of the anointing of Eve was not known to this woman. She didn't know that the pot of oil that she had was enough to connect her to the realm of the anointing of Eve. She already had it, but she didn't know how to use it. And you know what? Like Dr. Miles Monroe used to say, she didn't know the purpose of it. A lot of us, are so busy complaining today, murmuring and complaining, and blaming God and blaming people, that they aren't aware that that one little pot of oil, when it's poured into the anointing of ease, will pay any form of embarrassing debt. God will never leave any one of us without a pot of oil. You see, that window of opportunity is supposed to become your ladder to the height of the anointing of ease. You're not supposed to remain a stranger in the realm of the anointing of ease. However, it's your choice. You can fold up your hands and do nothing if you want to. Or you can take a step of faith. Now understand this. When the man of God told her to go borrow those vessels, she didn't have anything. She didn't have anything to put in them. She borrowed them empty, not full. And if she had planned to do anything to herself, you know, take herself out or anything like that, they weren't going to be returned to the owner. But the man of God told her to take a step of faith and borrow as many vessels as she could. This woman probably could not have imagined. And if she was like a lot of people I know would have said, well, that's stupid. I don't have anything, and you telling me to go borrow some empty vessels? And you know what they would have said? They would have said, okay, Sister Erica, and then they would have done nothing. They would have negated God's method of supplying their need because what? Rationalizing it. It wasn't rational. You don't have enough oil for your own, so you're going to tell me to go borrow some vessels? She didn't have any knowledge that she was about to be liberated and she was about to be free from debt. Not only was she about to be free from debt, but her children too. That curse of debt, poverty, and lack was about to be broken off of her life. Now look at this. If it was broken off of her life, if it was broken off of her children's lives, that means that the anointing of ease was coming in there and it was going to break up her generations. Her generations following would not be in lack any longer. But she didn't really know what God was getting ready to do and how God had opened up a door of abundance for her by borrowing some vessels empty. So she borrowed some and she was able to borrow enough, I guess. But I guess if she really, really, really would have known what God was going to do, she'd have borrowed more. But as many vessels as she was able to borrow were filled supernaturally. That's how this woman experienced the anointing of ease. She, through the anointing of ease, moved from being the owner of a small pot of oil to becoming what? A merchandiser of oil. You may be surrounded by barriers But the anointing of ease is able to make those barriers come down. The anointing can ease, of ease can bring you out of shame and bring you out of impoverishment. It can bring you out of sickness. It can bring you out of dis-ease into ease. Okay? It'll get you to the top. I'm talking about this anointing of ease without trampling on other people. This anointing of ease will get you to the top, and you don't have to steal nothing. You don't have to covet nothing. Because the anointing of ease will bring you into your own treasures. That lady, after obeying the prophet of God, was delivered. She paid her debt to the last dime. And she and her two sons lived in the abundance of God. Brothers and sisters, it takes God to open up for you your own portal. I used to think about it, but it was just a thought until God began to really let me look into this anointing of Eve. And I was really wondering why the men and women of God were suffering so bad. They would be on the bottom of the pile when the money was passed out. When, you know, I really, really wondered about that. You know, how could we be loving God like we do, serving him, giving up everything for him, but still have all these stumbling blocks and hindrances and challenges? It just didn't make sense to me. But I kept stumbling along. You don't stop. When God puts things like that on you, you just pray about them. And you keep on moving. Because you know, you don't know the day, the moment, the hour. But you know he's going to reveal that thing to you at some point. Well, this anointing of ease breaks down what the Bible calls the wall of partition, those stubborn barriers that are erected by the world, the devil, demons, and evil human spirits. God has answered your prayers, brothers and sisters. He's answered my prayers. Through this anointing of ease. But remember, it's always going to be something you got to do. When God blesses you, there's a condition. What is the condition? Faith. Your faith. Stop running around here like you normally do. Just hear something. Think it's going to drop down from heaven. You already received the anointing yesterday. You know what you got to do now? You got to walk in it. You got to really receive it. You got to really believe that you are under the anointing of ease and that your victory, one, is possible, and two, you ain't going to have to sweat for it. So you say, well, why would there even be a need for an anointing of ease? Somebody find that scripture for me where God talked about, told Adam about the thorns and the thistles and having to work and live by the sweat of his brow, him and Eve. You know why? Because when God created them, they automatically had the anointing of ease. The first job ever given anybody was given to Adam, and he was told to use his mind, not sweating, not toiling, and not struggling. The very first job was given to Adam. Adam, name these animals. Well, I mean, how much sweating and toiling do you think you have to do? Oh, that's an elephant. Oh, I think that looked like someone would call him a monkey. And see that little thing hopping around over there? Rabbit. Wait a minute. This thing here stinks, skunk. Adam's first job, brothers and sisters, was not sweating and toiling. That came after the fall. After the fall. There was probably not supposed to be any labor and pains in childbirth. But God said, not only are you going to labor in pain, but I'm going to put you under your husband. The anointing of ease causes us to have sweatless victories. The anointing of ease, put this in the chat room, makes progress inevitable. The anointing of ease promotes you by God through his own Holy Spirit power effortlessly. Put this in the chat room. The anointing of ease makes your enemies to work for you. The anointing of ease makes life easy to go through. Because the anointing of ease brings you back into God's original plan for us. The anointing of ease converts difficult situations to testimonies that honor God. When you are favored, and make no mistake about it, when God anoints you with the anointing of ease, you are favored. Difficulties become easy. Complexity is converted to things that are as simple as possible. With the anointing of ease, I wonder if something's... Yes?
Call from Faith Booker.
Hello? Hello?
Erica.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. Just pray for me.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. The anointing of ease. You do not have to be troubled and worried about hard conditions. You see, when you're abiding under the anointing of ease, complexity will be converted to things that are as simple as possible. So therefore, when you are abiding under the anointing of ease, you don't have to be troubled about this stuff. Well, Erica, where is that in the Bible? Somebody find this for me. I think it's in Genesis 18:14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything? That was when God was telling Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a son. You see, it is only God, our big God, who does great things that can make hard situations simple. Brothers and sisters, he can make hard things simple. And this morning, Father God, I'm asking you, let more of your anointing of ease fall upon us. Let it multiply in strength and let it increase in might in the name of Jesus. I found out a few more things about this anointing of ease. I said it, but maybe you didn't hear me. The anointing of ease makes your enemies work for you. Because the anointing of ease converts difficult situations into testimonies. You are favored by God with the anointing of ease. Brothers and sisters, in Job chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, it talks about Genesis 18:14. Only God who does great things can make hard situations simple. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Back to Job 5:8-9, the Almighty will always pour the oil of ease upon tough conditions of life, because nothing can be too hard for God to handle. Wonders without number. I want to give you a little tip. Post this in the chat room. The next time you find yourself in the midst of any kind of condition, any kind of tough situation, and if you can't figure it out, bring in the anointing of ease, and you will get that needed miracle through that situation. Through God's mercy, through God's great love for you, the anointing of ease will grant you wonders, will grant you signs, will grant you miracles that could not come any other way. The Bible says, for his mercy endureth forever. You're going to have complex challenges. As long as you swimming upstream, as long as you in that river, waves going to come. But our God, who does wondrous things, will show up on the platform of the anointing of ease. Psalm 72:18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, brothers and sisters. The anointing of ease, from what I've been able to find out, blows upon you and flows upon you consistently. Consistently. Our God specializes in doing hard things, and he will manifest himself to you through the platform of the anointing and his own glory with ease. The anointing of ease has the power to overcome unpleasant economic conditions. Did you hear me? the anointing of ease can overcome your money problems. Your problems for not having enough resources. It can bring you out of lack into overflow. When other people are swallowed up in lack, God's sufficiency will overflow you. So what you're trying to say, I'm trying to say this. When you're abiding under the anointing of ease, it will cause you to have plenty when others are saying there's not enough. Now, here's one here that really made me happy. That's because of what I do. Post this in the chat room. The anointing of ease calms and destroys satanic rage. Did you hear me? The anointing of ease calms and destroys satanic rage. Because let me tell you what I found out with this last hit here. The objective of this hit was to bring me into chaos, bring me into, if it could, cause me to doubt God's ability. Because I'm telling you, this hit was pretty, it was pretty something. And it hit at night. It hit under cover of darkness. What I did, I spoke to my body and I told my body to come to ease. You see, I was going to take some supplements, I think. God said, no, not this time. Not this time. He said, speak to your body. And I'm telling you, it feel like it got worse. But that was the devil trying to take me out of ease. Because if he could take me out of ease, then he could have put anything he wanted to on me. Because I would have opened myself up. But I didn't. I told my body, come under subjection. I told my body, come into ease. You see, I realized something. The anointing of ease will bring an uncommon calm into a bad situation. The anointing of ease will disgrace rage and anger. They're sponsored by the devil anyway. The anointing of ease will make that thing become a thing of the past. So it might sound crazy this morning, but understand one thing. I'm swimming up river, and this too shall pass. The anointing of ease will harass your harassers. But you stay at ease. It's easy for me to grasp this. Because in the army, you either at attention or at ease in front of your superior officer. And you don't come to at ease until you commanded to. You remain at attention until you're given a command. At ease, soldier. At ease. brothers and sisters, you have been extremely blessed because God has poured out the anointing of ease upon you. God's going to make your enemies work for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Stay in the flow. I bet none of you noticed I didn't even have on any glasses today. I did this whole message with no glasses. Because I had to battle for the spirit of ease. And I'm thinking, oh man, I can see. You don't know what God has in store for you. Come out of that chaos. I know witches. And witches have said to people I know, I'm going to keep you in chaos. I'm going to keep you in confusion. Because if I can keep you in chaos, if I can keep you in confusion, I can control you. But when the spirit of ease is manifesting, it ain't going to happen. And believe me when I say it ain't going to happen. If you weren't on here yesterday, it's up on the podcast. I pray for the spirit of ease. And now, I'm declaring and decreeing for each and every one of us more of the strength and the might and the power of the anointing of ease. Those of you that are in the special ops, you got to have it. Those of you that are in the fight club, you win with it. Those of you that are stiff-necked, stubborn, and rebellious, keep on. You'll go around about 10 more times. You might get it on the 11th time. But I pray you get it. Even if you have to go around 20 times, which is ridiculous, because you can get it the first time. And you can save yourself a lot of undue harassment, a lot of unnecessary circling around. You can save yourself and spare yourself. And that time that you run around here trying to say and live under all that negativity, you can be living under the favor and under the blessings of God. Because God sent Jesus to bless you, to turn you from your iniquity and back to his perfect plan for your life, which is not lack in your spirit. It is not lack in your soul. And it is not lack in your physical body. But you're going to have to press your way. But with this anointing, for ease, all you have to do is believe and receive. Won't you repent and tell the Lord you didn't believe it? So I had to come back with it another day. Ask him to help you with your unbelief. Tell him you've been tricked. You've been tricked into thinking it has to be so hard for you. Well, that's not true. Your example is Jesus. Yes. He encountered pressure. But what happened after the pressure? He entered into ease. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And then he told you and me, Matthew, when his disciples asked him, Lord, how do we pray? He said, pray ye therefore in this manner, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many of you want to think that in heaven there's ease? Because the book of Revelation says, no more tears. You can enter in. You have to enter in. You have to have a made up mind. I'm going to obey you, God. I'm going to obey you. Because in you, there is ease. I had tried it the other way. It didn't work. Don't lose your soul. Don't lose your soul.
When I was just a young boy, on the back of my daddy's real estate business card were the words, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't say I knew what it meant back then, y'all, but I sure do now. Father God, I am clay in your hands. I want to stay that way through all life's demands, because they chip and they nag and they pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'm going to be your daddy who's in my neck. I'ma be a husband who stays legit, and I pray that I'm an artist who rises above. The road that is wide is filled with self. Everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a beast for the eye, the low blow, the purpose. And I'm a little kid in a three-ring circus.
Oh,
love and her passion. As her eyes are open wide and on you, won't you grant us the privilege of your worldview? And may your kingdom be what wakes us up and lays us down.
Take you.
Power of his love breaks down the fear.
some of you may not ever have been through this, but a lot of times when God is taking you into greater realms, that he does a big purging. And that's all this is. It's just a purging to go on to the next level. Blessings. See you tomorrow on the TED Line. Lord, say the same.